Yeshaya, Perek Yud Aleph. This perek contains the sprouting of Mashiach from the lineage of King David. In gathering of the exiles, the 10 tribes of Yisrael will reunite with Yehuda to destroy their enemies, and the miracles that will take place when Mashiach comes that will be like the ones that happened in Mitzrayim in the times of Egypt. This perek is one of the most famous, well-known prophecies in the entire Sefer Yeshaya and about what will happen when Mashiach comes. A person can spend many years just learning this perek, as this is true for many of the prakim in Sefer Yeshaya. It is beyond the scope of this shiur to delve into the many subtleties and deeper aspects of this prophecy, as there are many different opinions of what these psukim mean. Nevertheless, just to read the psukim themselves are truly wondrous and amazing. Note, the Radak on these psukim learn they are meant to be taken literally, as peace, harmony, and brotherhood will completely fill the entire world when Mashiach comes. May we merit to see Mashiach in our days. Pasuk Aleph, Vayotza Choter Migeze Yishai Venetzer Meshorsher of Yifrach. A shoot will spring forth from the stump of Yishai, and a branch will sprout forth from its roots. The Metzudis in the Radak learns, Yishai was telling King Chizkiyahu, if you think you've seen miracles so far, you haven't even begun to see, as there will be a sprouting of Mashiach from the house of David, and the entire nation will return to Eretz Yisrael from the four corners of the earth. And Pasuk Beis, V'nacha Lav Ruach Hashem, Ruach Chachmo Bina, Ruach Eitzu Gvua, Ruach Das, V'yiras Hashem. This spirit of Hashem will rest upon Mashiach, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, counsel and courage, knowledge and fear of Hashem. The Malbim on this Pasuk learns, Mashiach will achieve perfection in all areas of knowledge and understanding, as Mashiach will be able to utilize all the different faculties of wisdom into an integrated whole. The main ingredient Mashiach will have is Yiras Hashem, fear of Hashem, as without Yiras Hashem, all the other areas and bodies of understanding of knowledge are considered worthless. The Sfarim HaKadoshim explain, the greatest wisdom a person can achieve is to get rid of all their wisdoms, as it takes no sophistication to come close to Hashem, as a person needs to act very simply with Yiras Hashem, fear of Hashem, and simply do what is right in the eyes of Hashem. And if it's not right, isn't right in the eyes of Hashem, not to do it. And Pasuk Gimel through Hey, it describes how Mashiach will judge the downtrodden with fairness and strike the Rishayim with the rod of his mouth. Notice the reference to striking down the enemies using the rod of his mouth. The Sfarim HaKadoshim explained, Mashiach's main weapon will be the use of prayer, as the words of his mouth will strike down his enemies. The word Mashiach can also read Messiach, from speaking. Speaking to who? Speaking to Hashem. As it says by Yitzchak Avinu, he was lasuach basadeh, speaking in the field to Hashem. As speaking to Hashem in your own words has the power to bring yourself to a unified sense of Hashem and bring a personal redemption. In Pasuk Gupvav, it says, Vigar zev im keves v'neber in gedi. And the wolf will lay with the lamb, and the leopard will lay with the goat. The Radak learns, there are those who learn the nature of animals will change by reverting back to their original state as they were in Gan Eden with Adam Arishon, as the animals will no longer attack each other or eat meat. However, the Radak continues to explain, it seems more correct to learn the nature of animals will remain the same as it is now, with one exception. The animals in Eretz Yisrael will no longer eat each other. Rav Yaakov Meir Shechter Shlita explains, a lesson from here in true shalom and peace. The nature of a wolf is to eat a lamb, as the wolf and lamb are considered opposite in their nature. True shalom is when two things of opposite nature exist in harmony with each other. The greater the dissension, the bigger the shalom can be. Therefore, a person shouldn't say that a person is so different than me, there's no way we could be friends or get along, because true shalom exists when two opposites unite, as the potential for shalom is greater. It's true, as the Therefore, it's not just two like-minded people getting along with each other. As two like-minded people, would it be considered shalom? As Yeshayahu was revealing, there will be harmony amongst things that are opposite in nature. In Pasuk Tes, it says, Lo yirev lo yishchisu b'kol harkachi k'milaretz deyas Hashem k'mayim liyam mechasim. They will do no harm or damage anywhere in my holy mountain, as the earth will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem like waters that cover the sea. The Ibn Ezra learns, the knowledge of Hashem will spread throughout the entire Eretz Yisrael, as will be known to the world that Hashem has no plans to destroy the world, rather only continue fixing it and building it. It will be on that day, the entire world will recognize Mashiach as a sign for Hashem, and they will seek Him out to learn from. In Pasuk Yud Beis, on that day there will be an ingathering of the exiles from Eretz Yisrael, as it says, V'yasaf nidchei Yisrael nufutzos Yehuda v'kabetz marbun gefota haaretz. In Pasuk Yud Gimel through Tezayin, which is the end of the parak, Yisrael will be unified and wipe out their enemies in the west. Hashem again will split the seas like in Egypt in certain areas of the world, and Yisrael will come back into Eretz Yisrael on dry land. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.